And that is Three Dog Night here on the Top 40. I think that's Three Dog Night, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yes, it is. Yes. So that's your version of a Valentine song?
You got to be kidding me. Yeah.
What happened to AC/DC?
Well, I just thought Three Dog Night, you know, just because it's Three Dog Night. I mean, I don't know who they are, but I know.
Oh, well, I saw them about 3 months ago.
Yeah, they're from your time, you know,
yeah.
Back in the
40s.
Not,
no, they're older than me. Hello. Okay. Anyway, now do we want to talk about movie review or the top 10 Valentines or five?
Let's talk about the movie reviews. Get those. Yeah. That way we have enough time for all those, and then what we have time in the end of the show. We'll have all of our Valentine's Day picks you can enjoy with your special dates tonight.
And right? Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Erdo.
I Erdo.
Okay.
Yeah, where's my applause, Tommy?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I mean the studio audience.
Too.
I mean studio audience.
Absolutely.
Thank
theme
you.
Music. I need theme music.
Right. All right. Well, you know, so we've got three movies opening today, and we'll talk about two of them that opened last week. Let's see if any of these are any good. Probably the big release is A Good Day to Die Hard. Right, this is the fifth in the Bruce Willis action franchise. Right,
absolutely.
And John McClane, he was an officer. Now he is a detective, and this time he travels to Russia, and he's trying to help out his wayward son, played by Jai Courtney. He was in Jack Reacher. He was an excellent character. He was the bad guy in Jack Reacher.
Oh yeah, I remember. He was.
He was
good.
Great in that. Yeah,
he was good as a bad.
Oh yes, he was, and so this time he's a good guy. He is Bruce Willis's son in this film, and he turns out he's a CIA operative working to prevent a nuclear weapons heist, and so they have to team up against the underworld forces. So, what do you think? Is this any good?
I'm gonna say no, based on your nonverbal communication.
All right,
I'm gonna say you're thinking two three at most, probably two.
What do you think, Greg?
Well, I know you like the Last Stand, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
I love the Last Stand.
You
love
that. The Sylvester Stallone bullet
it
to
was
the head
okay.
That you thought was okay. This, I believe, in your opinion, I'm going to think about your opinion, will either be okay or worse. So I'm going to go with two.
It is a two.
Said two.
Oh, you did?
But that's okay. You can say two.
Okay,
he can say two.
This is so disappointing.
Copycat.
Last week I let you have it.
Well, yeah, you did.
The first one was excellent, right? Back in, 1988?
The first two I liked.
Yeah, well, you know.
First one especially.
And I even, the Justin Long one, the last one here, Live Free, Die Hard, that one was okay. Right,
okay,
it wasn't terrible. This one's pretty close to terrible.
Oh, bummer!
Yeah, it's it takes the job of a rolling pin, and it uses a steamroller to do that. This is just one explosion after another. So much action. Some people might get a kick out of that, but when there's this much action, your eyes kind of like glaze over.
Oh,
you know, it's almost like the last half an hour or maybe an hour for the Transformers, how long those movies are. But the whole movie is like that much action, and you just kind of like glaze over. You don't care what's going on anymore. And even fans of the franchise and fans of action movies in general. Who decide to leave their brains at the door, which is a good idea if you go see this movie, they would even be disappointed with this because it is really just not a diehard movie.
Huh. That's really too bad. So really the question Greg probably has is, what's the difference between this movie and Demi Moore? Probably nothing. They both didn't work.
Okay. Right.
No, right?
You know,
marriage.
Dave, you're about 10 years too late on that.
No, they got divorced.
Yeah, obviously.
And Ashton.
She's been through Ashton. I know she had another young fellow. You know, I'll be meeting her later, but still.
Valentine's Day? Now we're talking. All
excellent.
Right.
Yeah, well, it'd be better time than this movie. So
we're going to Denny's and then McDonald's.
Denny's or Demi's?
Actually, McDonald's.
Did you say Denny's or
Demi's? Yeah, well, they're going to change the name to Demi's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the mood
for... You get
more
at Demi's.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I hope so.
If you're in the mood for a diehard movie, just go rent the one that was released 25 years ago,
absolutely.
Right?
That was good.
That's a good movie.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're in the mood for an action movie, just go and see the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Last Stand. Absolutely. So also, today, let's move back to last weekend. The Identity Thief was number one at the box office. $34.6 million. This was, and a part of this, I think, the reason it was such a success is that it is the first R-rated comedy that was released since Ted last year.
Really?
Right. So you've got like a big, you know, gap in the box office. People crave this this hardcore comedy, right? Mm-hmm. And so basically this is Jason Bateman. He plays a mild-mannered businessman, and he finds out his identity was stolen. Actually, the person who stole his identity is Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly, one of my favorite sitcoms. Bridesmaids, yes. She's a very funny actress, excellent. And so he hits the road, tries to foil this identity thief here because the cops, they won't do anything about it unless she is standing basically right in front of them. And basically it's a road picture. It's a comedy, a buddy comedy, kind of road trip comedy. So, and very, not necessarily raunchy, but there's a lot of cursing and physical gags and whatnot. So what do you think about this?
Well, I you want to go first?
You went first last time, even though I stole your answer.
I was going to say something funny. I was going to say he's an R, though, type of guy, rated R. I think he gives it 3 to 4. I'm going to say he gives it 4 zines.
Yeah, we do have similar tastes, I think, on some of these movies, because it looks like one that I would like, especially with the cast. You know, Bateman, McCarthy,
excellent
John
cast.
Favreau, you know, Eric Stonestreet, who's great on Modern Family. He's doing a good job there.
Oh,
and, of
yeah.
course, John Cho, Mr. Harold,
very
Harold
funny.
And Kumar.
Yeah.
That being said, I get a sense that you probably liked it, you sort of liked it, but maybe not as much as movies like this, or as much as you would normally like movies like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with a 3. Not bad, but not too good. More of kind of the average, obviously, with a C.
All right, Dave, prediction?
I think I'm giving it a 4 zingers.
Okay, all right. Well, it you know, Greg, you must be cheating or something, because this is
you.
A 3. This is 3 zines.
Amanda Peet's in it.
Yeah, no. No, I really wanted to like this movie because I like the, you know, like you said, R-rated comedies, uh-huh. and especially Melissa McCarthy. She does a great job here.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, it just treats the characters like cartoon characters.
Oh.
You know, it constantly goes too far. It's like if someone's telling a joke, and then you start to laugh, and then they keep going on and on, and you're like, yeah, I'm tired of this. It's no longer funny. You've gone too far.
Kind of
yeah.
like, even though I love Family Guy, but kind of like Family Guy, where they'll keep going with the joke.
Yeah,
but
kind
it's
of.
Okay because it's a cartoon.
No, I think it's funny.
I like it too. In Family Guy, I like it, but I get what you mean. But
they
I'll,
don't go
I'll
far
still
enough.
See it. But
all right, anyway.
Right. Well, in
wow, Dave.
The one thing I did like about it is Ellie Kemper. You know, aside from Melissa McCarthy,
yeah.
Ellie Kemper, one of her Bridesmaids co-stars,
uh-huh.
Is in this film, and she has a great little cameo. Her scene was the funniest of the film. Basically, they're having dinner or lunch, and Jason Bateman tells her that, you know, they've allotted a certain amount of money for to eat, and Melissa McCarthy just starts ordering everything on the menu, and he starts arguing, you know, saying, I told you not to eat that much. And Ellie Kemper thought that they were husband and wife, and she says, you really shouldn't treat her like that. So it's a very funny scene.
3 zines.
Ellie Kemper is good. Bridesmaids, and then in 21 Jump Street, I thought she did pretty well.
Yes,
on
The Office.
As the teacher. Yep, absolutely.
And she's very cute, too.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Now, Side Effects. Again, you can you can see this movie for free. Just send me an email, joseph.airdo@gmail.com, and with your Side Effects, you know, and I have got 5 passes to give away. And so you can see it for free, but is it worth your time? Let's find out. $9.3 million at the box office last weekend. Rooney Mara plays a woman whose world unravels when she takes a new drug. She's got some anxiety, some problems going on mentally, and it's prescribed by her psychiatrist, played by Jude Law. It's intended to treat anxiety, but it has these unexpected side effects. Okay, very mysterious, and which maybe that's why it didn't make number one at the box office, because this was directed by Steven Soderbergh, right? And Magic Mike and Contagion. All those films.
And brother
right?
of Steven Spielberg.
Okay, no. But so is this, what do you think? Was this good?
I don't think you think it is good. Even though the reviews got it, I think you're going to say 2 zines. I might be off today. Usually I'm right on, Mr. Greg.
I think you'll be off on this one. I get the sense that you liked it. You know, another great cast. As you said, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Channing Tatum, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. with Rooney Mara and Jude Law. Jude Law's and everything. But
good attorney.
But great, though. It looks like a great story. It sort of reminds me maybe of Limitless, sort of, or, you know, the Bradley Cooper film.
The advertising with
Abbey Cornish, of course.
But
I'm going to say, I'm down between 3.5 and 4. I'm going to say 4 because you don't do halves, I just remembered.
I gave it a 4.
Thanks for texting
me. You
got to
take your seat back. No, I didn't do that.
I'm kidding, Dave.
You got to take your seat back.
I didn't hear what you said, but you're right.
It's the seat. Yeah, you're right. This is the hot
four
seat. Right?
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm losing today.
It is a very good movie. You know, the unfortunate thing is I cannot share too much about it because it does take some very surprising twists and turns about halfway through. I will say that Channing Tatum does not have very much screen time. He's in the first half of the movie. That's all I will say about that.
Well, I'm not going to see it then.
I'm just trying to give you a hint. This goes in some other directions. This is more of a kind of a legal thriller than it is a side effects thriller.
I like it. I'm going to see that.
Yes.
I want to see it.
This is, again, I can't share too much about it, but it is a very smart movie, sometimes almost too smart. You know, by the end of it, you might be, saying I'm a little bit confused by what's going on here. But, it does all make sense, and it is just a very intelligent and compelling movie. It's remarkably riveting, and I really think that listeners will love this movie. So if you want, see it for free or pay,
And how do they do that?
Joseph.erdo@gmail.com. Send me an email with your side effects. And, you've taken some medication. Maybe it was prescribed. Maybe it was over the counter. And just tell me.
Maybe you went out with me and I was a side effect.
Maybe. Yeah, you definitely need some medication after that.
I'm a good side effect.
But there's also, as we wind down here into some of the romantic movies, there's two romantic movies that came out this weekend, or they come out today.
Oh.
One of them, I know that you said that you were interested in, Dave, Beautiful Creatures.
Yes.
This is kind of like Twilight, kind of. It's based on a book called Beautiful Creatures, and except for this time, it's about witches. It's not werewolves, not vampires. It's about witches. They like to be called casters, though.
And who wrote it?
Let's see.
Stephanie, wasn't it Myers?
Cami. No, that one's for The Host that comes out in a couple weeks.
I got the wrong one.
This one's Cami Garcia and Margaret Stoll. They wrote the book. And so basically it's about a young man who's longing to escape a small town, meets this young woman who moves in to her family's home. The whole town is against her. They think they're witches. And together they uncover dark secrets about their respective families and their history and this town. Again, it's basically witches. Does she, turn to the dark side? Does she turn to the good side? Her birthday's coming up. I think she's turning 18 or something like that. And basically that's when she turns either way. Is this good? What do you think?
Yes, for Zane's Greg.
Oh, man.
Since we're running out of time.
Usually you would like a movie like this, but I think it's going well. Already said 4. I won't copy you this time.
No, you could.
No, I won't copy you again. I think, sort of like The Identity Thief, the type of movie you normally like.
So 3 Zanes?
But I get the sense it would be more average in your eyes, so I'm going to say 3.
Yeah, all right.
This is yet another silly supernatural soap opera. This time spoken in awkward Southern accents. This is pretty bad. This is 2 Zanes. I was pretty bored watching this movie.
With Emmy Rossum in it.
Yeah, even with Emmy Rossum, her accents all over. Yeah, she's beautiful. But her accents all over the place, and
it's
she's never
to watch on DVD, just muted. And
she's never been that great of an actress. I'll just say that. But and this isn't going to help.
Shameless, she's pretty good. It's a Showtime series. But, yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
If you're a tween, you might get a kick out of watching this.
A tween,
yeah.
Twilight.
I'm
a tween.
Like someone no, 11 that's, or 12.
In fact, I missed my tweens, next thing I know, I was 21.
That's tweepy. I mean, creepy.
You're twin.
So it's not a very good movie. I'm giving it 2. If you want to watch a movie that's kind of like Twilight, only really, really good, then go see Warm Bodies instead.
Yeah.
Right? About zombies.
Yeah.
Zombies trump witches, basically.
Absolutely.
Right. So, and finally, the big romantic movie of today is Safe Haven.
Ooh.
This is the new Nicholas Sparks movie based on a Nicholas Sparks book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually directed by Lasse Hallström, I think is how you pronounce the name. The director of Chocolat, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, wow. I never saw that.
It's a great movie. You got to see that. Julianne Hough plays a young woman with a mysterious past who lands in North Carolina, where her bond with a widower, played by Josh Duhamel. I know one of your favorites, Greg,
oh,
right?
Oh, he's very good. No, he is a very good actor.
He did great with, what was it, Beezy the Cat?
Actually, many movies.
Yeah.
It forces her to confront her dark secret. Basically, she runs away from this small town. Something happens. She's got this knife in her hand. There's blood. Maybe she killed someone, and she meets Josh Duhamel in this other town. She's trying to keep low profile, but then the cops are after her, or a cop is after her. Apparently, there's a murder suspect thing on the police wall. And so, you know, did she do this? What did she do exactly? Kind of a mystery and a romance. Josh Duhamel and Julianne Hough love each other in this film. So,
no doubt. Forzines.
Forzines, you think?
Ryan Seacrest probably isn't too happy about that. But,
probably not.
I would say two.
It is two.
There you
Greg's
go.
Greg's got it going on today.
Oh, and you still owe me from the hockey bet, too, Dave.
I know. I can't believe I'm losing.
There's not enough conflict in this movie, which is strange because it's got that mystery going on for most of the movie. But then as soon as that is revealed, it's like had they not had that mystery and if it was just straightforward, there would have been no conflict at all. The end of it has conflict. By the time that any of that happens, you're just like, I'm done with this movie. If you're into romance dramas, you might still get a kick out of this. Josh Duhamel does a great job. I've never really liked Julianne Hough. Mm-hmm. She's okay in this. She's better than she was in that rock and roll movie last year.
Oh, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
I didn't see that yet, but
that one's good except for her performance.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So this one, it's just not that very good. So,
Wow.
If we're going to talk about a good romance movie, you know, what are some of your favorites?
Okay.
You want to go first, Dave, or me?
We'll drop one each.
Okay.
And then,
go ahead.
Yes. Okay, I would say one of my favorites, honestly, of all time is The Notebook.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's a Nicholas Sparks one, so you might like Safe Haven, maybe. Yeah.
I liked it. Notebook.
Absolutely.
All right, Greg, what do you got?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You got to be kidding me.
Absolutely.
I think that's good. That's a good choice.
You can't go wrong with that.
How'd you forget her?
That's a romantic
one. You can never forget. Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
I mean, there's a lot of great humor involved.
Yes, there is. Okay,
I would say that my number one pick of my favorite romance movie is Serendipity, starring John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale.
That's a good one.
Because, you know, I like all that fate and destiny kind of stuff, and things happen for a reason. So that one I thought was romantic, yeah.
All right, let's say number two. Notebook. The next one I would say is Sleepless in Seattle.
Really?
Oh, nice. That's bad?
No, that was good.
Yeah, that's a good
choice. I actually liked it. I actually kind of liked You've Got Mail, too.
That's on my list.
That's on my list.
That's number three on my list, yeah.
I love it how his aunt is like 30 years younger than he is.
Yeah, and that's the bad...
That was hilarious.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
But, no, they do great together. I kind of like some of the 80s movies.
Yeah.
Like some of the Molly Ringwald ones, like 16 Candles, you go back. A little cheesy, but some fun. Definitely have some fun with it.
Well, with You've Got Mail, it's kind of like disappointing that we don't have, you know, I know some people still have AOL, but we don't have that little sound that goes off, You've Got Mail anymore. You know, when that movie came out,
I changed mine. No. You've Got Female. No, really. I did. Okay.
Great.
There you go.
And Greg can't tell his jokes.
No, seriously.
For a dollar each, you can. Okay, so we've got two each now. Next one, I'm going to say, you won't believe it, ladies and gentlemen, The Titanic.
Okay.
Oh, not much of a response?
I liked it. It's maybe in my top 20 of romance movies.
All right, Greg, who do you got? You got Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You've got Mail.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Offhand, I can't think of it. Looking online just to get some ideas and can't find any that I really love. This one, some would
say... How about You Had Me at Hello?
There you go. Hey, Jerry Maguire's good, but 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah, some would say, like Sarah Marshall, not fully romance. Yeah, it's a comedy, but a lot of these movies are romantic comedies. 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah. Well, the first one's that mustache. I mean, come on now.
10 Things That I Hate About You, that's in my top 10. Absolutely.
Really?
Top
10. Yeah.
That's a great film. Mm-hmm. I would say since you have my number three, let's go back to my number two, Moulin Rouge, starring Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. Uh-huh. Great soundtrack.
Absolutely.
And very romantic film. Baz Luhrmann.
Is Mamma Mia in one of yours? In the top
it's 10? Not, but is that your next
no.
one? No.
Okay. I did like the music. All right, the next one, I would say it's a tie between Love Actually and Notting Hill.
All right, I'll give you Love Actually, but not Notting Hill.
You didn't like it with, what's his name? What was his
name? Hugh Grant.
Yeah, that one. And Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. I couldn't get into that
movie. I love that one.
Okay.
Okay, but Love Actually is, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Me too.
Well, you know what? I Love Actually, I did like it.
Oh, good.
People might laugh at this, but it's because I can't think of anything else right now. I kind of liked Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I love movies with the great cast and whatnot, but I just thought it was funny.
Oh, is that the one with
good.
De Niro and
that's New Year's Eve, which I also thought was very good.
I like that one better than Valentine's Day. But
me too.
It was in Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, but
who was in that Valentine's Day?
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, I believe. Was he? Yeah.
I think so. Taylor Swift, unfortunately.
Taylor Swift.
How
Taylor
about the
Wagner?
One in Rome with Josh Duhamel?
Josh Duhamel, yeah. That one was okay.
Yeah, was
right. I didn't think it was.
The
it
coin,
was cute.
The magic coin or whatever.
That
okay.
was cute. It was
All
cute.
Right, so what's yours?
Let's see, number four for me is My Life in Ruins starring Nia Vardalos. You might not have heard of that, but it's a great film. She also made a movie, believe it or not, called I Hate Valentine's Day. I really wanted to like that because it paired her back up with her John Corbett.
The Greek
My Big Fat
guy.
Greek
yeah.
Wedding. Paired them back up. I didn't care for that movie, but My Life in Ruins, great romantic movie, but also, you know, just a very uplifting movie. Makes you feel really good to be alive, and you know I love those types of movies.
Wow, so here's our fifth one, right? Well... It's you. You guys said it already, but You've Got Mail is my fifth. How about you guys?
I'm going to say one. I forgot about this, but obviously I just got reminded by looking online. The same Gary Marshall, of course, who made Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve, Pretty Woman. I liked the line.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was a very good movie, entertaining. Funny.
Yeah.
And I saw this one strolling across your screen, A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore.
That one's
a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Wedding
sad.
Singer
yeah.
with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Yeah. There you go.
That one's good.
I like that one.
And Letters to Juliet starring Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, you love her.
Yeah, we got to get her in
that
one, for you.
That
oh,
one's
I'm getting
in my
close
top 10.
To setting you up with her.
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah.
So my number five.
I had to
five,
go out with her mom, though.
My number five is The Vow, starring Channing Tatum and Rachel McAdams.
Oh, that
came out last year based on a true story.
Didn't I got a chance, see it, but I want to, though.
I got a chance to talk to the real people that was based on last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their real life. Basically, a woman has amnesia, has to learn to love her husband again.
Kind of like the, what's the other Adam Sandler one?
51st Date. Yeah, that one was played for comedy. This one's played for,
but,
you know,
this
serious.
Is serious.
But yeah,
absolutely.
Same sort of theme.
Yeah.
But I thought that it was great. And, if you like the Notebook.
And we'll do a bonus. How about
sure.
one more bonus? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The bonus, Ghost.
Ghost, okay.
Yeah, Ghost was okay. In Your Eyes. John Cusack. Say anything.
I love that movie.
Absolutely. It's your favorite one. There we go.
Oh, no. No, I got to change my
two
number
minutes.
One.
Oh, no.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, the Heartbreak
come
Kid.
On.
Yeah. That was really romantic.
Well, and you said you never.
Many times over, too.
You said you never saw Shock a Lot. That is a very romantic movie starring Juliette Binoche and Johnny Depp.
Yes.
In
yes.
one of his roles where he, he plays a gypsy, so it's pretty close to a pirate. But it is, you know, I based my high school thesis on that film. And,
really?
Yeah.
And we're
so
coming,
you got a bonus. What's your bonus?
Well, that's my bonus, Chocolat.
Oh, I don't know how to spell it, so I can't put it down.
It's just chocolate with, I think.
Oh, I saw that.
Without
I believe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. Heartbreak Kid, I'm voting for that. Five zines. Okay. Wow, so how much?
I think we're almost out here.
A minute and a half to
a
go.
Minute,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there's we mix some serious movies in with some kind of goofy ones, like Forgetting Sarah Marshall and whatnot, but I think pretty fun all around, pretty good list.
And I think that no matter any of those movies that you see, you will have a very good Valentine's Day, and your loved one will, you know, appreciate you.
And make sure you take her to McDonald's for the dollar fish bites and the free coffee at Denny's.
And free passes. The side effects?
Joseph.erdo@gmail.com. Send me your side effects. Free movies.
Oh, now we're talking. Everyone have a great Valentine's Day. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow Breakthrough Sports. We have the guy from Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville Predators examiner Jim Diamond. Yeah,
yes.
He'll take a look at tonight's Coyotes-Nashville game. We'll kind of do a recap on that. I'm sure Kevin Guy, Rattlers head coach GM, should be in there.
And, of course, thanks to our movie reviewer, Joseph Airdo.
Airdo.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you to for David Riker calling in, writer, director for The Girl, soon to be released. Definitely check that out. We'll see you tomorrow.